What other terms like that have you heard from people from different areas?
Well, down here they call us a swamp stomper.
A swamp stomper?
Stomper.
These people who live
web
down
feet.
Uh-huh.
They call us web feet too. And
are those insulting words?
People? No.
Or just joking?
Joking, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. I don't know what you call a Yankee, somebody up north.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you were at a party, you might say, well, you might look at your watch and say, say if it's around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight? It's
almost.
Okay. And say if you were walking on some icy ground, you'd say, well, this ice is pretty hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like to
have fallen.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Or
in just a minute.
Okay. And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And
lips.
Or the whole thing.
Mouth.
And this is the
neck.
And this
throat.
What about the part that you swallow down or you breathe down?
Your mouth, your throat.
Do you ever hear goozle?
Oh yeah, his goozle pipe.
What's the goozle pipe?
Your esophagus, I guess.
It's what you swallow down there.
Yeah.
And these are my
teeth.
And this is one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
Do you ever hear that called the pan?
The what?
The pan of your hand.
Uh-uh.
And this is one
fist.
Two
fist.
And this is my
leg.
And this sensitive bone here.
Chin.
And say if I get down like this, you say I
squatting, stooping.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression down on your hunkers or your haunches?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear a name for this back part of your thigh?
Uh-uh.
And a place where the bones come together, that's called
joints.
And this is one
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, he'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
healthy.
Okay. Or he can lift heavy weights, you say he's
fit.
He's not weak, he's
strong.
Uh-huh. What about someone who's getting a little bit overweight, but he's still strong?
Pudgy.
Okay. Do you ever say stout or husky or?
Yeah. Husky to me is more muscular than anything mm-hmm. else.
What about stout?
Stout would be fat.
Mm-hmm. Would he still be strong? Or
he wouldn't be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He could still be strong, but he wouldn't be as healthy.
Uh-huh. And someone who's easy to get along with, doesn't lose their temper, is always smiling, you say that person is
easygoing, good-humored.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs.
Lanky.
Okay. Or he's always stumbling and dropping things.
Clumsy.